Welcome to D&D Journey of the 5th Edition. Join us in our campaign and shenanigans as we explore the subterranean labyrinths, plunder hordes of treasure, battle legendary monsters. This podcast will be following our gaming group and the adventures of these characters, as well as a few guests from time to time. Join us as we start a new campaign and our journey to experience the best, and maybe the worst, in the 5th edition of Dungeons & Dragons.
Let's go kill some men.
Okay. Hi, this is Tilda again, and welcome back to D&D Journey of the 5th Edition. Right now, the ladies had a little adventure on their way to meeting Sildar at the, what was the name of that inn? Stonehill
the
Inn?
The Sleeping Giant?
No. Stonehill Inn.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so at the Stonehill Inn, where we're supposed to have dinner with Sildar. The gentlemen of the party they're running a little late. They had to make a stop, so they'll be joining us. But we saved this other lovely, nice dwarf cleric, and we pissed off some red brands, and hung their capes in the town square so
can
that
really
everyone can,
you
know, say, "Yeah, come and get us. We did it." So we're right now headed towards the inn. You're gonna have dinner.
Doesn't that just say the town did it?
No. We don't want the town to leave.
We made it very clear that it was us.
Oh, and by the way, one of them, Sneer, got what he deserved.
The gentleman that had the scar.
That's right. I shot two in the back.
Let's do this.
All right.
They were bushes. Ambushes.
Ambushes.
But I'm gone.
That's right, ambushes.
You've been saving that one up, haven't you?
It's a bush, it's a paper bush, it's an ambush. So, we are now joining Sildar and the rest of our party at the Stonehill Inn, where we're having a nice, lovely supper.
Okay, so you guys show up back at the inn, and you notice Sildar, your dwarven compatriot, and your elven compatriot are all sitting around the table waiting for you guys. And basically, Sildar waves a friendly hand to you and smiles at your entrance.
Can we have some more dwarven holy water, please?
Yes. Sildar, I will clasp him as I would a brother. Sildar, it's good to see you, Elfie.
A brother, a lover.
Then we make out.
Bounce.
Wow.
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 Wow. Look at action. Brown chicken, brown cow.
You
have not been watching the right TV shows. Okay, so as soon as he gestures you guys over, you guys come in the bar. You notice that looks like the same folks that were in the inn before are still at the bar drinking.
Kind of depressing.
And,
it's the gang from Cheers.
Sildar!
Everybody knows your name.
And you want to be where you can see. The troubles are all the same. You want to be where everybody knows your name. Or at least your pseudonym.
And the troubles are all the red brands.
So as you come in, you notice that as soon as you're walking in and you shout out, "More dwarven holy water!"
Woohoo!
You see that Tobin is already loading up one of the platters, and his you know, wife's bringing it out to the table with you guys. And his wife, you know, she smiles at you all, you know, looks kind of happy to see you, and she kind of looks around the bar, see if there's any faces she doesn't recognize, and goes, "Now, you ladies, be careful in this town. I've heard there's been some ruffians really roughing up people around town today."
Really?
Ruffians.
You just avoid all of those red brands that are out there.
Yeah, we heard there was a kerfuffle.
Somebody actually...
Yeah, some kerfuffling did occur.
One of the little boys came running by the inn shouting out that somebody was beating up on a bunch of those ruffians. And I'm glad your friends were here safe at the bar and you guys made it here okay.
Oh yeah, we didn't.
Well, I think they actually killed those red brands.
Yeah, they're hanging. Their red brand cloaks are hanging in the, you know, on the in the middle of the town square
whatever.
There.
I see a man with a red brand sash.
Yeah, good for them.
Oh yes,
we need more people like that.
And she looks around and says, "So what would you dearies like? It's getting awful late in the day, and we still have some stew left over from lunch."
Stew for me is fine. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Oh, well, we have some custards that we were just making.
Oh, I'll have a custard.
And she gestures to you.
I'm fine.
And to our dwarf and compatriot.
They don't sleep and they don't eat, apparently.
Some ale and bread, please.
Okay.
Oh, dear lady, I'm certain that your stew is quite delightful. I, too, shall follow gallant Galen's lead and have some of your stew.
Yes.
And
stupendous stew!
My dear Lady Corlin, we had some fresh greens picked specially for you if you like the salad as well.
Oh, most definitely. How thoughtful of you. Perhaps you'd like to work for my family one day.
We would be honored to be your family's, you know, trademark in. And she curtsies to you and then nods to everyone else and goes running off to the kitchen. Sildar just looks kind of tired and haggard. Well, my friends, and he kind of looks around the bar, making sure no one's paying attention to you guys.
No one pays attention to dwarves until it's too
late. It's like a ninja dwarf.
That's I want that now.
That's how they come popping out of every little
Tra! Hi, I'm Tilda.
Ninja Bennett.
<Benedict. laughs>
Sanders got the horse.
Sanders got
the salted elf is tittering.
He's doing a toss.
Look, his face is turning red.
Wave your hand, Xander. Wave your hand.
I can't breathe.
Let's wave.
I believe I have the vapors.
And Lady Corlin is getting ready to take him
out of conscious.
You know, that's not easy to do in a corset. It's like back to the I can't breathe. Okay, alright. Okay, let's get back to business.
Okay, so he looks at all of you and explains his true reason for coming to town was he was searching for a friend of his who's a member of the Lord's Alliance. And he gestures towards Lady Corlin and reminds you that we need to discuss more on this later. That his friend, Yarno, was sent to this town by the Lord's Alliance to help establish a safe, stable place. And he was supposed to help restructure town to make it a more stable bastion of civilization.
Seriously, I didn't know it was falling down.
Well, unfortunately, the Lord's Alliance has lost quite a few members that have come to explore this general area.
Oh, yeah, well, perhaps I would hate to make any claims as to what they should do, of course.
Okay. And he basically just, you know, requests that would you help him in finding Yarno or possibly what's left of him?
Well, our first, you know, we will have to rescue Gundren. Like me and names. Okay. We'll have to rescue Gundren because we have committed ourselves to that.
Definitely.
But we would.
He wishes for you to rescue.
We would also love the order to be brought back to this town. These townspeople, you know, to have that safe and, you know.
Stable.
Yes.
A very stable and service-oriented community.
Have we thought that the reason they are vanishing is that people don't generally like being civilized when they do not want to be?
I haven't any idea what you're talking about. People always prefer to be civilized. They just need someone to tell them how.
Well, either way, yes, we will help you with Yarna, but, you know, we have, there are things we must accomplish as well.
Well, I understand that you wish to find our friend Gundren, and I definitely want you to find that.
What was his description again, Sildar?
My dear friend, he's a human in his mid-30s who is a wizard.
He's a wizard, huh?
Usually he keeps himself entrenched in his robes with his staff.
What's his staff look like?
Oh, last I saw him, it was an oaken staff with carved runes into it.
humans calling them cards. Humans calling themselves cruises.
Some kind of magical runes. Perhaps your wizard friend would recognize it if he found it.
Humans calling themselves
wizards. As best, he gives you basically a basic description of a human in his mid-30s who's vaguely short in the human range with a dark beard.
You mean dark properly hair. Sized and handsome.
Okay.
Hello, and my experience that wizards tend to know other wizards. So perhaps we can ask a certain someone I know.
Perhaps. When he was sent here, he was supposed to actually establish himself around the Tresendar Manor.
That's so, where the Red Brands are. And aren't they being led by a mage?
Indeed, yeah. With a glass staff, I believe.
No, glass staff is his name.
Oh.
How long ago did he come?
Basically, I've been asking the locals about it, but he was sent here several months ago.
Seems he met with no fortune.
I fear that he, while searching out at the manor, he may have ran into the Red Brands or the wizard that's with them.
It seems we can accomplish multiple goals at once.
Yes, the Red Brands apparently are accountable for far more than just the, you know,
the last message,
nightmarish attitude towards the townsfolk.
The last message we received, the Lord's Alliance received from him, was about 2 months ago. Shortly after he arrived here, he sent some communiques and then disappeared.
And how long have the Red Brands been here?
From what you've heard from the locals, they've been here about 6 months.
6 months. Okay.
Well, we were intending to kill them anyway.
Well, no, we just have to ask a few
some
questions.
Some people need killing.
Yes.
They do.
They do, I agree.
Preying upon these poor townsfolk.
Uncivilized brutes.
Sildar kind of frowns when you say killing. He would prefer if you take captives. But he understands, you know, sometimes goblins in particular need to be put down.
Oh, maybe so just because it's a goblin, we have to kill it. But if it's a human, we gotta keep it alive?
Well, he would prefer...
These ne'er-do-wells might know where the castle is. Oh.
He would prefer if you took captives, because from what they've heard...
Bless you.
From what you've heard, the Red Brands may have dealings with some of the local goblins.
You mean, well, like they're in cahoots?
Possibly.
As well as all of the other shenanigans.
That's right.
How do you call
yourself
a wizard?
Well, you can't have shenanigans without
captured by a local game.
You're absolutely right.
Well, he warns you. From what he's heard, these members are very rough. I mean,
they're rough, all right.
True, like a wizard would not be captured by some local bandits.
Ah, but a wizard can't keep on his guard 24/7.
As much as
that's why they are
wizards.
Okay, well,
as much as I
enjoy, we tie up into the Red Brands, which we are going to be pursuing
very shortly. Yes.
May I ask of the people you've sent here? And I'm going to start writing down.
Oh, well, the Lord's Alliance doesn't keep their secrets away. Someone writes everything they hear.
Oh, no.
For the safety of our agents, I can't disclose that information. All I can ask you is to help me look for this one valued member of our organization.
But not valued enough to send anyone with him.
We definitely...
Well, unfortunately, the Lord's Alliance is composed of many lords and ladies who wish to establish civilization. Our numbers are finite and few.
Well, we intend to...
Are they all lords, just lords and ladies?
Well, it's referred to as the Lord's Alliance, but it does include lords and ladies. It's the nobility that wishes to help civilization in general.
You have a noble heart, Galen.
Why, thank you.
Well, we certainly intend to uncover quite a few stones in this area, so we'll be sure to look under those rocks when we're pulling up them.
And I'm very glad that you're seeking to deal with the Red Brand issue. Unfortunately, I've talked to Harbin at the Townmaster's Hall, and the Townmaster seems to want no business with dealing with the Red Brands as well. So...
trying to get their secrets.
Okay.
Well, as much as I enjoy all this palaver...
Oh, okay.
Before we're done, best to be done quickly.
Indeed.
Right.
And he does look at you, and as a upstanding member of the Lord's Alliance, when I went to the Town Master's Hall today while you were doing your business, I proceeded to entrench myself in the town's business. And as a person who is assisting the Town Master in town affairs while I'm here, I will gladly pay you 200 gold pieces if you can find my friend Iarno's fate as well as deal with the Red Brands.
Well, we would do it
consider
anyway.
Consider it done. Yeah, we would have done it anyway.
Don't tell him that.
Oh,
he knows that.
And also, when you deal with the Red Brands, there was someone known by the name of Glassstaff.
Yeah, Glassstaff is rumored to be the leader.
And a mage.
If you could, part of the reward would be for capturing Glassstaff alive so we can send him to Neverwinter for judgment by the higher authorities.
And I hear he's got a magic staff.
The Lord's Alliance wants to make an example of people like him.
We will do our best.
Well, you know, we'll try not to kill him, and you know, provided he isn't killing us.
I would want
it depends
no,
on how much he cooperates.
I would want no life risk at your side. Do what you have to do. But if possible, we would like him alive and taken for sentencing.
We will do our best.
Perhaps to also find out more information of who may be pulling the strings around here.
He may not be entirely intact, but we'll do our best.
He doesn't need all of his fingers and toes.
Yeah, or a limb or two.
Both ears, not necessary. One will do.
To the pain!
To the pain!
Wait, I'm supposed to be the evil one?
Yeah. You guys went way evil.
Trust me.
I'm just talking about
trust
killing
me.
People.
He's evil.
Look what he did to the woodsman and his family.
Yes, we can't have that sort
and
of thing.
And as soon as you mention that, Sildar kind of cringes, but he heard that story, and... Also, if at all possible, I have some coins set aside for the woodsman's wife, widow, and children if they're still alive.
That too we will try and find out.
I hope if you investigate the manor, you discover them, they're still alive.
Well, first I think we're going to take a little trip somewhere. Go spy.
Okay.
I say we go for a drink, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh!
I hear the sleeping giant can afford some... Roxious entertainment. Perhaps we can bring a brawl or two their way. Shall we?
They say that strong drink can go to your head as he tops the
skull crushers.
Why are we not getting drinks?
And as soon as you mention the sleeping giant, Silver starts to warn you. He lifts his hand up and then he just, gesturing, you know, to his chin, rubbing it as he's like, I understand what you're saying.
Since I am not trained in talking to people, I was like, why are we not just getting yes, your metaphors.
Who's up for a drink?
Oh, you know, I am rather parched, and this salad has been delightful, but, you know, some after-dinner entertainment would be worth
it. Oh, we gotta work off dinner.
That's right.
Yes.
An evening constitutional, as it were.
I will be eating at the... What? As the, yes.
The sleeping giant.
I will be eating at the sleeping giant.
And just about at that point, Sildar gestures to you to mumble, you know,
Wait, nudge, say no more. Say no more.
As Trilena comes with the platters of the main course of your meals and puts the platters out for you guys so you can eat. And pretty much you enjoy the rest of the
meal. We eat heartily.
Mm-hmm. Nom, 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 nom.
Yes, nom.
I'd rather not go into a deadly situation with my stomach full.
Oh, you strange elves in your ways.
Indeed.
They're light eaters anyway.
That's why he's so big.
Well, you can't go into a fight 30 minutes after eating.
Exactly.
And get a cramp. Oh, it's terrible to get a cramp.
My mom always said.
One doesn't want to be the wizard that has the finger cramp. Please cast
this spell. No, that's debilitating.
I did not mean to turn you into Haddock.
Okay, so after your meal, you guys are planning to go off to the sleeping giant.
Sleeping giant.
Yes.
That's what we're doing.
All right, we have to put the map down.
New map.
New map.
So because I prepared for us doing sneaky stuff, I prepared sleep so we can do sneaky stuff.
Ooh. Sneaky.
Quite sneaky.
Okay, so which one do we want to use here? This way.
Yeah, assume not the dark one.
Yeah. So this is the sleeping giant.
Will you pass me one of those books on top
of it? So that way we know it's this.
Big inn.
It's this inn. Yep.
Oh, okay, that
inn. It's a tap house.
Okay, so I see there's multiple buildings.
Yep. So basically, these areas are storage for the beers and the wines that are actually still fermenting.
Oh, man, it's a medieval brew pub. Sweet.
You can get plenty of IPA here.
Yeah, I'm sure only the lowest of the low go to this one. You know, the ne'er-do-wells, the scum and villainy,
the
wretched
hipsters.
No,
no.
Well, 45% more villainy.
And a new refreshing brand of scum.
Can't you just smell it?
And now, cherry flavored.
Of the unwashed.
Crystal. Crystal.
So when you go there, you basically are walking up. It's late in the evening, so people have torches out.
How are
you
going to survive against this skeleton with a gun?
They're going to beat him about the head and neck until he succumbs.
It's like, ignore the figures. That is really a human.
Those are really human.
And
there's actually a few other folks at this bar who basically you just tell them, as soon as you guys go ahead and open the door, who's going in first?
Michiel.
I shall be delighted to make my entrance.
I'll accompany the lady.
Oh, you are.
I'm going to go last.
I'll open the door for her.
Tilda will be bringing up the rear in this instance.
Okay. So pretty much as you guys, as the two of you walk in, you notice this place is very quiet for a tap house, except for the rowdy foursome at the table banging their drinks saying, "Innkeep! Tap another keg and bring it this way, because we'll drink it all down tonight." And you just see the innkeeper that the stairs go down here. He's just looking up to the little platform area where you guys are at. And you notice someone, the waitress is looking at him, and she's like shaking her head, "No, no, no." And he just kind of goes from wiping the bar to, you haven't given payment for your last 7 rounds. If you toss some coins, I can bring some more drinks." And pretty much at that point, the mouthy gentleman heads down to the bar, punches out one of the guys quietly sitting at the bar, and says, "Here's my coins." And he drops a few copper coins into his cup and slides it to the barkeep. "Now bring drinks, or it'll cost you more than just coins to keep us happy in this house."
Let me guess, they got red cloaks on.
I would like to say.
And yes, they all have red cloaks.
I'll tap Skullcrusher. "You're an ill-mannered churl."
Oh, a bonus points for using churl.
Okay, pretty much as soon as you guys walk in and you make that comment.
I don't like people with bad manners.
No, oh, he has horrible manners.
We can remedy that.
Yeah, so you're still outside.
Oh, we can't go in?
Yep. Well, you can, just on your turn.
Oh.
So go ahead and roll initiative. Because pretty much as soon as you say that, you hear 3 chairs all slide back and 3 guys get up.
Excellent.
I got 19.
It's, D. What do you add? I forgot. Nothing? You add something. You add your
initiative.
I got a 14.
You add your initiative. Yeah, that's.
What'd you get?
I got a 19.
Okay. I got a 18.
12.
11. I thought you rolled a 6.
14.
If you're the one that does all the damage, it's okay to go last.
Okay, there's Alexander, no rush. What'd you get?
11. Thanks for that comment.
But they need to die.
Well, at least they need less than men.
I could have just made them go
that
to sleep.
That might involve them losing all their teeth.
I could have made them go to sleep and we could have slit their throats.
Which one?
Number 2.
Oh, yes. Everyone is chipped with inspiration?
Yes, we are inspired.
I feel inspired.
Oh, yes. You should have motioned.
Yeah.
Okay. So everyone is deeply inspired. The red brands are definitely taking offense to you guys coming into their turf.
Oh, that makes it even more fun.
Okay, so first we're going to have Tilda.
Tilda
Okay. Now, since of course there's, you know, lots of coverage and stuff here.
Oh, yeah.
I'm actually going to
hide and hold action.
Yeah, I can move. I'm small enough. Uh-huh. I can move between them.
Yep.
Okay, kind of gonna go up behind her, off to the side here, and I'll hold it. Which one looks to be the leader?
The leader is the one that's at the bar.
Okay, do I have clear shot at him?
No.
Even if I go this way?
Well, he's downstairs, too. He's a few feet lower than the floor.
Yeah, he's human. He's
tall. But, sweetheart, if you're standing right here, you have all these people in their table in the line.
Okay, who looks to be the highest level person other than him, then?
You mean longer? You mean with the gang longer?
Yes.
This gentleman.
Okay. I'm going to take a pot shot at him with my bow, and then I'm going to duck behind.
You're going to do your
bonus
hide.
I'm going to hide.
Your bonus move. Remember, everybody, check your second level of the new things that you guys picked up.
I didn't get it.
Yeah, let's see here.
You got more spells.
Yeah, your spells are pretty awesome. My second level thing is awesome.
Yeah, so I can take a hide.
That's like another I have in the jury speed.
Oh, well,
your beard gets
+1
to awesomeness.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, so
beard care is very important to dwarves.
Okay, so it is I got a 13.
A 13, believe it or not, as you fire, he slides back as your arrow goes zinging across the bar, sticking into the wall.
Well, at least you didn't hit somebody
else. He's hitting the barkeep.
And he's doing this whole, what the hell is the arrow flying across the air?
Yeah, but they don't see where it came because there's nobody there with a bow that's out, right?
Yeah, roll your hide.
Oh, I have to.
If you're gonna hide afterwards,
stealth afterwards?
Yep.
Stealth is always.
I'm going to roll it.
19+7.
And you just disappear.
That arrow came from nowhere.
Between Lady Corlin and the dwarf, you've just faded into the
It's bed. So creepy, we're wondering.
Yeah, it's like, where did that come from?
Did you hear something? There was like a whistling.
We actually forget her existence in the bar. It's from our memory.
All right. As you see an arrow fly through the air, what would you like to do next?
We all start telling racist jokes about it.
And I need to have a meeting of minds.
Oh, I do hope you'll talk to me
with your mace.
If you go right there, okay, you won't give him an attack of opportunity.
Yeah.
If you go this way,
Okay. So shield, and I take out Skull Crusher, the massive new maul that I've been waiting to try out.
Each square is 5 feet, right?
Yep.
My AC is 7 feet. Okay, upside the head.
Ooh.
Upside the head.
Oops. Did
11 plus
15.
Head.
15
what?
Okay. Oh, horrible. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Well,
six
you rang his
damage.
Bell, that's for sure.
Still,
he. Oh.
He rang his bell.
There really is a musical thing today, isn't there? We were saying that before.
Started.
That's true.
The tavern
is
alive.
So then,
the tavern's alive.
Our dear folk hero, it is your turn.
Bats.
Carrie, it's your turn.
Okay, I'm going to shoot at that guy.
This one?
No, that guy.
This one?
This one's
you
the
have
closest
to get closer
one.
To get to
no,
this
No, not him. No, no, the this. Other guy, the one closest to protect the dwarf.
Okay, this guy?
Yeah.
Okay.
Moves.
Okay. I get two actions. I can use two actions because I have my action surge.
Your warrior's thing? Okay, so you're using your action surge?
I'm using my action surge.
Okay. Now you know what you have to do to refresh your action surge. What did you roll?
She rolled
run.
One.
One.
Okay.
She did it again.
Roll damage.
My first box.
Roll damage for your arrow.
Oh God!
No. Oops.
Sorry, dwarf.
Yeah, I'm gonna catch it.
I'm so. You know, my old D&D character used to shoot our tank all the time.
It's only a flash.
Two.
So you will take 2 points from a blow that comes from behind. Roll a second damage.
Actually, it's a 5.
It's five.
I take 5?
You take 5. Roll again.
Traitor!
Wait, doesn't he get it? He doesn't
roll
get it.
No, you're shooting him in the back!
Roll a different die.
Roll another die.
13 plus...
No, damage die.
Oh, damage die.
Yeah, you've already rolled enough 20s.
I already rolled my damage die.
That was for one arrow. We gotta see what the other arrow does.
6.
Ooh. 6 points, you hit the bartender.
Oh!
And you just hear a thump and a moan behind the bar.
I thought you were supposed to protect people.
I'm never going to live this down. He won't live it down.
All right, Lady Corlin, it is your turn.
I shall step forthrightly to the table where the three ruffians are currently standing. Gentlemen, I dislike the color of your cloaks and the tone of your discourse. I believe we need to speak firmly, and I shall swing at them with Matilda.
Okay.
Okay, she needs a penny for that.
And I have one.
Well,
I'm just going to use it
after that.
So you have advantage. That was awesome.
And I'm going to hit at the closest one. And roll very similarly.
Unless you got ones, you're still better.
So 14.
A 14, you swing your axe and it does miss them.
Oh.
But your speech has intimidated them a bit.
Oh, good.
Yay.
As your axe comes down and shatters the table.
You were just punctuating your words.
Yeah, well, I like to punctuate with my axe.
Okay.
We gotta get the cleric to heal Bart.
Sultan, it is your turn.
Okay, so I'm just going to shout, I am tired of this, and cast sleep.
Okay, and what does the spell do?
Okay, well, I have to choose a spot. I'm going to choose it, I think, here.
You choose that spot?
Okay, and then I'm going to roll 5d8, but since it's my second level spell, it's actually going to be plus 2d8.
Okay.
And that's how many hit dice of creatures I can affect, and it starts with the lowest hit dice in 20 feet, and then it goes higher and higher.
Oh, okay.
And then go to sleep.
Hopefully you won't put all of us
in. And what's the range effect on that?
20.
20?
Does it affect us or them? How are you doing?
Oh, it affects you. But hopefully you
it's going to affect you, but... And you picked this spot?
Yeah. Is there a saving throw?
The shot in the back made me sleepy.
Put that right
being
there.
Double shot in the back. I'm
so
sorry.
Should I just roll this 7 times?
Do you need an extra dice? Or?
I would need... But no, I'll just roll
you
this.
You extra D8? Here, everybody, chip in some D8s.
D8. We got
I
lots of
D8s. I have so many D8s. I always play rogues.
Here's another D8.
How many
do you need? 5 of them?
7.
Seven of them.
Some very sassy.
Because I'm using it as second.
Well, you have all my D8s.
I can't, you know.
That should cover you.
There's one left. Okay.
One extra.
I dropped it, but I.
My God.
So 5.
Look
six,
at that.
7,
8, 8,
9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33, 34. 5, 3, 6, 3, 7, 3, 8, 3, 9, 40, 41. 41 hit dice of creatures.
Oh, wow.
I think I'm sleepy now.
So this gentleman sitting here goes down to... he is even more sleepy now. 3, 4, 5.
Oh.
And it starts with the lowest hit dice, if you want.
Okay.
Starts with lowest hit dice and goes up. So it's probably going to affect everyone.
Okay, let's see.
Because I am tired of this.
Apparently.
I say, well, looking at you.
He's like, well, don't.
Because even I don't kill random strangers.
Is he dead? He's not dead, is he?
He's sleepy.
He's certainly not feeling well, but I'll check him out.
Like,
yeah.
Like,
assuming I don't pass
up. To?
I can check him out. Give me a second.
Is there a saving throw?
Yeah, that's what I'm looking for now. They're going to fall unconscious until the spell ends, which is 1 minute. The sleeper takes damage, or someone uses an action to shake or slap them awake. You can sleep in people if you kick somebody. Yeah.
Just wake me up.
Yep.
Psh, wake up!
Hits.
Or we could just put their hands in like warm water.
Actually, no. 5th edition version, there is no save.
Because I'm a mage!
Check your...
His mage is huge!
Wow.
Wow,
that's
really
good.
Save.
That's
that doesn't seem right,
but it is. Everything's right when you're a mage.
I think that's from the Bible.
The D&D Bible.
And lo, he said, "Everything shall be right when thou wast a mage," and it was good.
Musical and evangelical today.
For the god spent 6 days creating every other class, but lo, on the 7th, he created the mage.
Get it? God spell?
that's an incredibly powerful spell.
I know, and it's first level, but I cast it at second, so it's supposed to be.
Yep. Okay, so
start with the lowest hit dice and go up.
Yep. So we are now up to the two hit dice creatures.
I suppose Sildar would take it unkindly.
And it's 41. We're
just
so,
yeah.
Probably going to affect everyone. Sleeping.
No, we want to make an example of them.
Blip.
By slitting their throats.
Only a few of them.
20. Oh.
Trust me, they're not nice people.
Okay, so pretty much.
Am I asleep too?
You are asleep too.
You're the most boring person.
Okay.
I slit everyone's throat.
I guess
including
the dwarf
now.
I think. Oh no, no. Let's go. Trust them up. Wake up. Let's wake up those two and trust these people up and get health care to the bartender as quickly as possible.
If you're
let's tie these guys up.
So let's go in initiative order. So
all my initiative, I'll sleep.
Yeah. So we're going back to the top of the order. So, the rogue, what shall you be doing?
I am looting all their buckets while they're asleep.
No.
Okay.
You're waking up our people.
No,
okay.
I'm not.
Lady Cordova, how much did she get out of your pockets?
No. I would never steal from our people.
Friend.
Okay, so you're running over
while
here.
While I'm trussing up the bad guys.
Or you
I can accept that.
I am looting their pockets.
Okay.
Or you can others. You can slit their throats.
Oh, trust me, I would love to, but I think that they would not like it if I did that. But we can kill them when they're awake, right?
That's
the honorable way.
Unfortunately, you are sleeping. Then, our dear folk hero, what is Galen doing?
I'm going to go wake up
they
the
can
dwarf.
Wake up. I'll tie up the bad guys. I'll tie up the bad guys. They
so you're going and you're slapping the dwarf. You slipped it off.
Oh, my back.
And then I'm going to wake up Coral.
As I pull the arrow out.
No, he only got hit by one. The bartender took the other one.
I'm going to walk over and check the bartender.
Okay. Yeah. Well, basically her turn's going to be spent waking you up. Then we...
How much money do
I'll
get?
Tell you a
little bit. This is you, pushy little rogue.
You're busy doing your thing.
Hey.
Okay.
The purple.
Oh, yes.
The
bring back the eights.
Thank you. About this with him.
No.
Okay.
Totally understand that.
And it is now your turn, Sultan. What are you going to be doing?
Well, after ending this horrible combat, and since apparently we are not allowed to slit their throats, I will sit down and start reading.
Okay.
Oh, he's going to get back his...
Go ahead and sit back next to the fire.
Nope, didn't even spend this.
Neither did I, unfortunately.
So we go down to the next round, which will be next person you're trusting. You're going and
I'm trusting them all up, but what am I finding?
Well, I'll tell you when you're done with all three of them.
Okay.
Okay, and then it's going to go to...
We only have a minute,
our dear folk hero.
Wake up, Corwin.
Okay.
Lady Dardek.
And also, our dear dwarf, what would you like to do?
Okay, well, I'll pull the arrow out of my back, and then in a macho way, ignore it, climb over, and check this dude out.
Okay, check the bartender out?
Yeah.
Bartender has an arrow stuck deep, deep into his chest.
I'm going to kneel down.
Okay.
I'm so sorry.
Oh, wanderer, guard my hands.
Don't heal him.
And I will do a heal.
It is time.
Okay. You go ahead and roll for your healing to see what you do.
Don't fear the reaper. Sun nor the wind nor the rain, he can be locked in.
See, it's a musical day.
Come on,
musical day.
Come on, cleric, don't be.
Okay, you basically heal him up from all the damage and pull the arrow out.
Oh, thank you.
As he has just a small hint of a scar in his chest where the arrow sunk deep
into
him.
And he's going to have a hell of a story to tell. And there's like this. Oh.
And as you heal him, he starts to wake up. And
you're
looks up at you.
Take it easy for the next few days.
And he gasps and goes, thank you.
Yeah,
dwarf, thank you. You can drink free. However, you free drinks for life for you here.
And you cured that awful athlete's foot that he had.
It was not me, it was the launderer. Thank you, though, for your kindness.
Okay.
I'll take a short rest, too, to fix my back.
Okay.
Next.
You can jump up on a barrel over there.
Can I just remind our party that we only have a minute, so we should tie them?
Yeah, we'll tie them.
She's Tilda is binding them,
I got it.
Okay. So, Jocelyn, since your initiative was after Carrie's, you've been snapped awake brutally.
Oh, my
My goodness. Well, that's...
Not brutally. I tried to be as gentle as possible. I'd still wake them up.
Kaelin, I can't believe I fell asleep amidst my admonishments to these ruffians. How very strange. I wasn't feeling tired. And do we... I mean, should we just, I don't know, trust them like turkeys and take them...
Are you done?
As you look over, Tilda is finishing up trussing up the second one and getting ready to jump over
to
the third one.
We need to do the other one.
So there's the terrible gentleman at the... Well, I mean, I used the term.
You guys can go after the boss guy. I'll take care of these guys.
I'll go forward
and... The schmoes.
You know.
Stepping roughly over this one.
Is he awake?
No, he's asleep.
Then no, she's not stepping roughly over.
Because we don't want to wake him up with pain.
Okay.
Yes,
so was this the red brand?
This was the red brand.
Some of the red brands.
Our guest has...
hit dice, that's hit points.
Oh, that would have covered most of
it. That's all, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you, though, for that.
Thank you.
Okay.
And, yes, I will, I suppose, trust the leader of these brigands, roughly.
Okay.
Roughly. With silk scarves.
Okay, you bind him up.
She's disturbingly talented with those silk scarves.
Okay. I thought that was Chi-Chi.
So once you've gotten them all secured, what do you guys do?
I believe one of them is going to want to talk to us a bit about their fortifications at the...
and the amount of...
Hey, wakey-wakey, I'll grab one.
Wakey-wakey, eggs and bakey.
I continue to read.
You there. Wake up.
Okay.
I'm not sleeping.
Okay, and that will actually be a good place to wrap it up for now.
Good.
Thank you for listening to D&D Journey of the 5th Edition, a member of the Creative Play and Podcast Network. And remember, be careful out there. There be dragons about.